InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
How do you defend what just happened where your son-in-law, whatever it is, has given money to KKK? They're supposed to protect people, and they're paying all these people, crooked as can be, millions of dollars going all to all these people that they're supposed to be protecting from, but they're actually supporting them because they want to have companies that they can protect and because they want to rig elections. That was all a rigged election. All of the things with Charlottesville, all of the stuff that they did. And you won't bring that up, but you'll bring up some nonsense. Let me tell you, the election we were winning all day long, it's a totally horrible situation. Hopefully the courts will overturn it, what they did in Virginia. You have a grossly incompetent governor. You had a very good governor. He did a good job. You know, all those companies that want to move into Virginia now, they want to move out and go to a different location. So that's my opinion. I believe it was a rigged election. Virginia's known for it. It was a rigged election. They had a lot of ballots, mail-in ballots. Anytime you have mail-in ballots, you have cheating.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's Friday, April 24th, 2026. And this is the last Friday I'll ever host out of this chair right here. They shut us down at midnight. Thursday evening, rolling into Friday morning, I'll be here documenting it. They think if it's a big victory, it's going to completely backfire on them, already has. As our numbers continue to surge, and the new Alex Jones Network is now launching. God bless you all for your support. Really, the credit goes to all of you. I notice people on X particularly, but all over the places, I see comments with millions of views, just comments. They're like, we're confused. We tune in one day, and Jones is praising Trump. We tune in another, he's attacking him. Yeah. That's what I do. I call balls and strikes. So huge articles, videos. I wasn't even looking for them. I just saw it everywhere. Millions of comments. It's crazy everywhere. Most of it positive, but about a third of them like, hey, you're not allowed to praise the DOJ and die to the SPLC. You're not on the Trump train anymore. What the hell does that mean? The SPLC has been targeting me and harassing me and behind lawsuits against me forever. They're a terrorist organization, and when Trump does something good, I'm going to cheerlead it. And when he does something bad, I'm going to freak out over it. Like getting us into this war 56 days in, consumer sentiment all-time low, inflation exploding, derailing Trump's economic plan that was excellent. I'm pissed off because Trump started going sideways on what we put him in there for. That is so elementary. That is so simple. And I'm mad at the people that misrepresent and attack me, not because they're attacking me, but because they really believe that when his administration has bad advice and does bad things, we're supposed to sit down and shut up. That is mental illness. That's like the Democrats and their cult. But I'm seeing, some good stuff here out of Trump. And from internal sources, I told you this a month ago, but now it's all over the news confirmed. He knows he got set up. He wants an off-ramp, but the Iranians know their back's against the wall and that we'll just hit them again in 6 months, so they're not making deals with Trump. And they've got the cards because it's straight of Hormuz. And that means they got us by the economic testicles, just like the CIA assessment and just like the Defense Department assessment told him. Oh, I guess they're Qatari agents too, right? So we're going to be getting into all of it today, but the big story I'm not going to even get to until we come back in 60 seconds and a bunch of our radio stations join us. They don't care the first 5 minutes. Trump's latest Truth Social post, which is absolutely true and is the keys of victory if he could just get the DOJ to do it. Now, I had no hope they'd ever do anything good to this SPLC thing, so cross your fingers, say a prayer, count your lucky stars, click your ruby slippers. But if he does this, it's game over for the New World Order. We'll be right back. I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine. Nobody else has it. It's next level. And ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available at galaxystore.com. The very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you got to do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. TheAuctionStore.com to get T3, now available, and methylene blue at TheAuctionStore.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones.
A little bit better than I used to be, because I'm alive. That's why you live. Come on, baby. Take a chance with me. I'm your live wire. It is Friday, April 24th, 2026. I am your battle-scarred, battle-hardened chronicler. Alexander Emmerich Jones coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, transmitting worldwide. All right. Trump has been doing some really good things the last few days, and I've always promised you I'm just going to call balls and strikes. I don't think anybody with half a brain can disagree with me that the SPLC thing is devastatingly delicious and strikes right at the heart of these people. And I'm seeing real fear in the eyes, in the body language, in the statements of the Democrats. Because let me tell you something. When I say the Democrats are 10 times worse than the Republicans, and the left takes clips out of my show to misrepresent it and make it look like I'm with them now, which I'm not, just remember that the Southern Poverty Law Center for 50 years, the ADL for 100 plus, has literally been financing and running every major white supremacist group in North America, and it's the same in Europe. Their counterparts, very same groups, very same boards, very same people, very same formulas. Muslims, you know, kill a whole bunch of people at the beach, Jews, you name it, and they pass laws to ban people's free speech and say right-wing white men are the number one threat. I mean, it's just the same crap over and over again. And Obama and his third administration with the puppet Biden, their first press conference was about white supremacy being the number one threat in Charlottesville from years before that they totally staged, and the national terrorism directive that white men are the number one terror threat, and everything they built around that, and Trump's a racist. He says all the Mexicans are criminals and the KKK are fine people. None of that was true. None of that. He didn't say any of that. He said there were a lot of nice people, you know, journalists, people there that got beat up. There were very fine people on both sides, just came to see the event, and you had bad Antifa and bad white supremacist on both sides. That's what he said. And play the clip. But it didn't matter. They just said over and over again, Trump said Mexicans are scum. Trump said the KKK are fine people. Meanwhile, who's running the KKK? The Grand Wizards, the leadership, the Democrats. But, I mean, Senator Byrd was a Grand Wizard. But no criticism from Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton about that. So now Trump has rightly called for the 2020 presidential election to be permanently wiped from the books. If Southern Poverty Law Center convicted of fraud. Now that's the big question. Will this indictment be mishandled as the Comey and others were, Letitia James, and will it get dropped? I'm not seeing that in the behavior in the indictment, and who they put on it, and on how Todd Blanche is behaving. Because when you want to convict people, you go out and talk about the evidence and say, no, they ran the KKK, the Aryan Nations. No, they ran Unite the Right. No, no, no. This isn't just about misleading their donors. That's where they have them cut and dry and diverting the money and all the rest of it. Wire fraud. It is about them creating the white supremacist rallies in every battleground state that they march through black neighborhoods. And I've been there in Georgia and Tennessee just when this stuff's going on, when I'm covering other events, and it's unbelievable how pissed off the black people get. And they're just being poked, pulling their chain. And you got all these leftist agitators running around. This is another thing they do at big universities when the young freshmen get off the bus and they're going to their dorm. They come to them, they say, there's a KKK rally in a few days, or there's a Nazis coming, and then they don't like us and they're going to come after us. You need to come join our leftist group. They do all these little constant millions of false flags. That's how they got Candace Owens when she was a big leftist. They wanted her social media company she launched. It was a successful model. And so she found out that the leftist lesbian liberal investors were sending her white supremacist death threats, but they messed up and left their email chain on there once. And that's how they were controlling her, was terrorizing her as white supremacists. This is what they do, people. 90%+ of the cross burnings, and more than that, I mean, it's just, I've never seen one that isn't staged. And it's in the indictment, all the crimes that they were paying for the white supremacists to go out and stage. But I mean, folks, I've got video you've seen, and I've confronted the Klan, Nazis, all of it. Folks, most of the time they are sugar in the tank, gay, Jewish people. I mean, it's just, I'm all over the news decades ago. Jones claims Nazi rally was gay Jews. And they're like, you're so hateful. And I mean, no, they're a bunch of gay Jews. I mean, you know. And now everybody gets it and is talking about it all over the place. What do you think the Charlottesville thing was? Turned out, yes, we're all gay. We all supported Obama a year ago, but now we love Hitler. Mostly synagogue attacks, attacks on Jewish cemeteries. It turns out being staged by leftist Jews. And it just goes on and on. You see the story every week. Black woman kidnapped by KKK. They carved a swastika in her chest. It's some little scratch, barely any blood. And then later it turns out she wants money. I've seen that story probably 200 times. Same story. Oh, how do I get attention? Here, let me do this. So it's not just the big organized groups like Southern Poverty Law Center doing it or the ADL. It's throughout the whole system. And when the Southern Poverty Law Center infiltrated us, we know that's who it was because they later published a bunch of garbage. None of it was even bad, but that's what they had. And they would walk around, we know, recording and saying, man, I hate these N-words. That was the last month this guy was here, and the crew's like, we should have told you, but we don't like to stir up trouble. But I talked to three different crew members, including Zimmerman. He's in the car at lunch with him, and the guy looks over and says, Josh Owens, just one of their operatives, and says, I hate these effing black people, these N-words. I just am sick of them. I hate them. And he's like, are you joking? What are you talking about? I'm a Christian. And Zimmerman was like, are you recording this or something? So that is the type of scum that we are talking about. And it even got recorded out in California at the time for a Daily Mail article. They flew this other reporter, and turned out his black girlfriend that worked here, two different people, not Josh Owens, flew them out there to Garagos law firm, Hillary Clinton's law firm, who represents her, and Michael Jackson, a bunch of stuff. And they're sitting there on the tapes. I have them. And this is all in phone calls with them at the law firm. And they're like, yeah, what'll really hurt Jones is, can you say he's gay? And he goes, well, no, he's never said anything to me like that. Well, could you say it? So the guy then tells Daily Mail, well, I worked there 14 years. And this guy wasn't Southern Poverty Law Center, but the left recruited him into that same system. But he told the Daily Mail, I was secretly grooming him for 14 years. Just moving on from me, it's just you have to understand the magnitude of these people. So, I mean, not bragging, I don't know what the effect is, but I just can't tell you how many times on a first date, you know, I've been a little bit promiscuous and I apologized about it, but I don't lie. I mean, I'm with women, I just, you know, it's usually doing a test drive on the first or second date. I mean, if there's any real energy there, the woman, you pick her up, take her to movies, she goes, you know what, let's not go to the movies, let's go to my apartment. Yeah, buddy, I was secretly telepathically grooming you for 14 years. Yeah, right, bro. Right, sure. That's me. But they're sitting around talking like, well, what'll get him is if we say he's gay. And these guys are so arrogant, and they're on the phone with a bunch of people not knowing it's being recorded by an FBI informant. He later gave me a bunch of it. So that's just one story, folks. It goes on and on and on and on. But let me get to the big news. I'm kind of digressing. Because all this stuff coming out has made me had all these flashbacks. And just I've now been like remembering all these sagas that I never even really got into on air because I got news to cover. But it's just been one attack after the next, and all it does is piss me off. So people have been noticing, man, Jones has got even more energy than ever, looks so happy when they're trying to shut him down all this. Because, baby, once I'm in a fight, I don't wake up till I'm in a fight. I'm always my best under fire, and I need your support and prayers. Because this is all serious, but at the same time, I'm a happy warrior. Not a sunshine patriot, but a winter soldier. So, back to the big news. That's why when they killed the Auto Pen investigation, where they had a line of whistleblowers out the door last year, including the chief of staff of Biden, which means Obama, we broke this before it hit the news months later, that it's a committee of Obama, Hunter, Hillary Clinton, and Jill Biden, and then a couple White House lawyers, and then they would decide all the Auto Pen stuff. They only found two signatures of thousands on bills and orders and executive orders and memorandums from the president, the puppet President Biden, that he actually signed. So all of that's illegitimate, and they had them by the balls, okay? Including all those pardons for criminals and stuff that turned out the staffers just did it their own. They're like, well, let's make some money too. All of that got killed. So, of course, I'm outraged at Todd Blanche. Of course, I'm pissed off. These are our mortal enemies here. And when you're cleared of fire and you got their ass, pull the political trigger. Nonviolently, lovingly, liberally. But no. But now with this, and what's in the indictments hardcore, what they're saying is hardcore, you can just see that this is a real attack on the leftist arm of the deep state. Because they've been going after Trump. Even though he clearly made some deals with them to just move on, they're not moving on. So Trump's figuring that out now. And I don't just think that. I have sources saying, no, that's where this is going. And that my instinct yesterday or 2 days ago when this broke, this is the beginning of a lot more. I was told, oh, yeah, you're going to see a lot more. So I'm very seesawed, whipsawed here, too. But I'm just going to call balls and strikes. Trump does this, it's good. Trump does that, it's bad. I'm just going to say it. You can disagree with me, that's fine. But don't be mad at me when I'm just going to call balls and strikes, because people either want to just be totally done with Trump or they want to just totally go with whatever is happening and not question anything like a zombie. That's stupid. He belongs to us, or did. We've been trying to get him back. And miraculously, we get involved enough and pray enough and put enough pressure on him. Maybe that's going to happen. I don't know. Believe me, we got a problem with the Democrats. I mean, everything is racism. They brainwash our kids. They're bad because they're white. My 8-year-old daughter got her in a private school. Did. Homeschooled again. And about to be. And another school now. She made that decision recently to go back to homeschooling. And she comes home and she's like, you know, it's bad that I'm white? And I'm like, well, they were just talking about how white people have done all these bad things. And I was like, what class was that? And it's just everywhere. Like, she was like six then. And it's like you're telling a six-year-old that likes butterflies and kitty cats and puppy dogs and is as sweet and innocent as it can be. You're telling my daughter she's bad because of what color her skin is. I mean, that just is child abuse. That is inflicting them with guilt. Just like, oh, the world's going to end because humans are bad, and show them Watership Down with the bunny rabbits being killed by bulldozers. And so the kids come home and cry, and they have record numbers of little girls killing themselves as young as like 9 years old. And the schools even have suicide prevention where they go, never put a shoelace around your neck on the coat hanger inside the stall at the bathroom and hang it like this. That will kill you. And then they have record numbers of suicide. Now 6% of all the deaths in the Netherlands are suicide. It's approaching that in Canada. I mean, they're teaching you how to hate yourself and kill yourself or be nihilistic and just think the whole world's over. That's the plan. And they're targeting little girls with guilt that you're killing the planet and you're racist because you're white. And most of them then Stockholm syndrome over into, okay, I'm bad, I'm white, I'll be a communist, I'll be a lesbian, I'll be whatever you say. Just I need to atone for my genetic guilt for who I am. Needless to say, and then you go talk to school and they all play dumb. And I talk to parents at some of the biggest Christian schools in Austin, like Trinity and places, and they don't tell them that the third grade teacher's a tranny and puts all this pride crap up, and then the parents come, and then they say, well, you can't see what's happening in the class. I mean, it's cuckoo town, folks. But it's all done on purpose. Well, we got big news on that front coming up. Netherlands considers radical legislation allowing embryos from two men or two women. That's not even a human, folks. That's a humanoid. And it gets into mitochondrial DNA not being passed on. I mean, you talk about monsters, but oh, it's LGBT, so we can create humanoid replicants. It's okay, it's for the gay people. See, everything's like, oh, it's, see, I told you the trans movement's about you'll accept a man being a woman when they're not, then you'll accept lab-created humanoids that are part animal, part whatever, well, we're two gay men, so we want to splice our genetics. No problem. We'll just splice two men's genetics. Have you studied what that does? It's exponentially dangerous. And the different procedures and ways they do it. I mean, we're talking freak show stuff here. But that's the way they do it. Oh, it's liberal. It's gay. Hey, just let two men get married. Okay. That's something, sure, libertarian. Next, let us splice our genetics together and make a humanoid chimera. See how it works? 10 years ago, gay marriage, America finally accepted it. What a milestone. We're progressive. We're liberal. We're open-minded. And I was like, yeah, if it stopped there, whatever. That's not. I said, watch, it's going to be everything after that. And of course, that's what it was. That was just the gates of the city being blown open so the hordes could come in. And it's Satanism and pedophile time. Yay! But let me get back to the big Trump thing. So Trump comes out and says, Truth Social, I'll show it to you in a minute. Trump comes out and he says, this means the whole election's overturned. This means everything Biden did is illegitimate. Like the auto pin? That they ran everything on racism. The Democrats funded and controlled the SPLC that did this, ran on Trump being a Nazi, and you add that into how much it hurt Trump in the election, which he knows, but he won by a little, not a lot, so they were able to steal it. That's the numbers. He won by a lot this last time and won pretty big, but not as big as I predicted. A small landslide. Exactly as I said, because we have the numbers. So he's absolutely right, but how do you implement that? Well, first you point out everything Biden did is illegitimate. And then you just hammer this and hammer this, but it's not if they're convicted. They've been caught many times before. My God, Eric Holder shipped over 1 million guns out of the U.S., ordered gun shops to do it. Oh, we got some paperwork problems here. We're going to indict you unless you become a conduit to ship guns to Mexico. So we can then blame the Second Amendment. So here's the big announcement by Trump. The Southern Poverty Law Center, one of the greatest political scams in American history, has been charged with fraud. This is another Democrat hoax, along with ActBlue and many others, if it's true. Yeah, it's true, Trump. The 2020 presidential election should be permanently wiped from the books and be of no further force or effect. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President DJT. Yeah. More of that, less bombing Iran and getting the Strait of Hormuz closed and then destroying your entire economic plan. And Larry Fink's so happy because he thinks now we'll all collapse and go into debt under his global social credit score. Kind of important. And then Trump, if your legacy gets destroyed and you're discredited, they will reverse killing the carbon tax that's now globally fallen apart. But they're going to try to bring it back. So we need you to not destroy your legacy and get more good Republicans in position and support other patriots around the world, because we're turning the damn tide, Trump. And now he gets it 56 days in. Consumer sentiment is plunging. Inflation is exploding. You don't need to read a statistic, you know that. You go to the grocery store, don't you? Here's Bloomberg. U.S. consumer sentiment falls to record lows. A red shot, please. U.S. consumer sentiment falls to record lows on inflation. Asia's spiraling supply shock is coming for America. Yeah, it is. We're already hearing with our manufacturing at Bigley all sorts of problems and price increases and shortages and, sorry, we can't have this type of bottle anymore. It's not available. And it goes on and on and on and on. And most of what we've got is manufactured, made all here. Like almost everything. The problem is they just can't get the materials here. So you've got Trump. Oh, everything's fine. I don't care if the Strait's closed. We don't need that. Open the effing Strait the next day because he knows that. And what did I tell him? And what did Eric Prince tell him? And the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Kane? We all told him that. And it's so frustrating to be called a traitor. But it's 85 quadrillion D chess Q level information. What do you know about Q level? Yeah, right. The Republicans in local and state elections and other special elections are losing every damn election. Because the Democrats are back stealing, and because Republicans aren't turning out. These Republicans would be winning all these seats, but barely if it wasn't for the theft, because there's been such a wet blanket thrown on things. And I want to just tell Republicans, I'm the opposite of Nick Fuentes when he says, just punish the Republicans, don't vote for them. No, look at good candidates and vote for them. Yeah, we need to primary Lindsey Graham and, Trump's endorsing him and all this other stuff. Yeah, but no, don't because there's rotten apples, and you go to the grocery store and not get any apples just because there's a couple rotten ones. That is a temper tantrum. That's not what I'm doing. No. Because the Democrats that literally run the white supremacist organizations and that literally want to turn your child into a pervert pedophile are literally hunting us. And they're part of an international global cult of evil. We'll break it all down on the other side. Share those live feeds now. This is your last chance until next Thursday to get original InfoWars apparel that's historic, because they're going to claim they own it, even if they do get it. And that's in question. We're just considering that's it. Probably your last time. Maybe. Who knows? But just get it. TheAlexShowStore.com. I don't own that. They can't get it. It funds the new network. But this I'm impressed with, okay? They said, we're going to launch 5 of the best-selling trench warfare, battle daggers with skull crushers, murdered out brass knuckles, 10-inch, razor-sharp, double-edged dagger. With limited edition inscriptions, there's only 1,000 of each one of these knives. Now this is You Are the InfoWar is one of them with InfoWars on it. So that's the last time you can get that. Okay. And that looks cool. And it's probably the one you want to get because, it should be the rarest, but it's not the coolest. I'm sorry. Look at the stuff they did. I just said, do whatever you want. You're so talented. Liberty or death with an American flag. And then it's got World War II, you know, Eternal Soldier and bullet holes. I mean, that is just wicked. There's five of these. Only 1,000 of each. Look at this, limited edition. This is in Latin, Christ is King. And on the other side, it's got the Jerusalem cross. I did come up with that one, which they think is so evil, which I love. It's a beautiful cross. You got that. Look at this bad boy. Look at this bad boy right here. This has got to be the coolest. It's the Spartans from 300, the real event that happened. And they've got all their phalanx with their shields and their spears. I mean, just look at that craftsmanship. Lasered. And look at that. Molon Labe come and take it. Which echoes through time, through the Alamo and everything else. I mean, just bad ass. I bet these sell out today or two. And all the new t-shirts and everything and a bunch of other huge sales. It is insane. This is a $199 value with inscription for just $79. Did you hear that? VIP, $63.99. That'd be like 10 bucks on that. And when you buy two daggers, you get an extra 25% off and can mix and match. This is insane. April 30th is your last chance to get official InfoWars products, probably. So that's a fundraiser, too. Get those. Got a lot of limited edition there as well. Third deal, subscribing at 50% off any supplement. Lock it in the future. Cancel any time. You just lock in the savings if you want it. Not canceling time for free. One click. And get a free bottle of Ultimate Chill or Ultimate Energy, which is an amazing energy formula and relaxation formulas, free with every order. And it goes on. Fourth deal, mystery gift in everything. These deals are too good. I told them that, actually. These guys are just badass. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and pissing off the pedophile Satanist all the way.
What's this? Oh, I've got Power Plant. Oh, what's this? I've got Methyl Drive, the two ingredients in the Power Drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly, with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them. I developed them. High-quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Okay, I need to chill out. Ultimate Chill has ashwagandha and magnesium. Yeah, I was taking a few of these. Range has been quite the adventure, and I'd do it all over again with pleasure, but I couldn't have done any of it without you. You are the authors of our victories, of our successes, of our battles, of our fights. and even the ones we didn't win, and we won most of them, taught us so much. It's just been an amazing experience, and I am so thankful to all of you for your support and your love. I am just indebted to you. That's why when you call in gushing and thanking me, I just say, please stop. When I run into our listeners, black, white, old, Hispanic, old, young, all over the country and all over the world, just there's electricity in these people's eyes. And I look at our enemies and I feel sorry for them. They're zombies. The journey is the destination. God is testing us. And this is just a beautiful time to be alive, despite the fact there's so much evil, there's so much good that is coming out of it. That's what God does. He takes evil and turns it to good. The Lord works in mysterious ways. You'll find all the new coordinates, the new news site, everything at Real Alex Jones on X, on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show. So much happening, so much new stuff we're going to be launching next Friday that we haven't announced yet. And again, we have a very aggressive plan that by the end of this year to be live 19 hours a day, 5 a.m. to midnight. But that's going to be up to you supporting the broadcast at thealexjonesstore.com. Now, let me get into this briefly. I'll get into the huge news. The Netherlands is now legalizing human cloning, but not just human cloning. Lab-created humanoids. And they're saying it's for LGBT, of course. And then I've got judges in the U.S. saying, yeah, we're going to have men come in bondage outfits in front of your seven-year-olds and make out. This is community. This is healthy. This is good. I have video. This is good. It's about how far can they go? They're like, you're hateful. You hate people. No, if two dudes want to dress up in leather and do whatever they want, you just don't do it in front of seven-year-olds. I mean, come on, people. Come on. But this is how bullied and beat over the head we become to just accept the most insane crap. They're just getting you ready to accept even more craziness. It's time to just say no to the left satanic spirit literally trying to rape our minds. We now have the degenerates at the Bloomberg-funded Onion with all their pro-pedophile, pro-child torture, kidnapping, murder shows they produce. The guy they brought over to produce the attacks on me and, quote, wear my skin. Turns out he responded to me yesterday by pledging himself to Satan. I mean, oh, it's a joke. No, it's not. Look at your body of work. You are obsessed with the darkest, most twisted crap. And it's all around us. So that's coming up. But first, the situation in the Netherlands. Similar crap in Canada. Those are the two to watch. They're the incubators. They're the hatcheries. The places where they breed these schemes for the rest of us. It's like California in general for the U.S. And the bizarre communist satanic redoubt that Canada has now become. It's a real problem. It's poison to literally poison our soul so that we're ready to fall to the tyrants. But before I go there, the great folks at Bigly, our main sponsor, they fund like 90% of the operation. They give away an amazing American-made vehicle, super truck, you name it, every month. And there's a crossover period at the end of each month where you have the old offer and the new offer for 1 week together, where when you buy any product at thealexjonesstore.com, you get put in to win both. And in that last week, it's always was 50X entries, 100 times. And most people that win do it during this period. I think basically everybody. And so you get the Ford Raptor Custom H1 Hummer. These are incredible. Plus $20,000 cash. Can win one or both for each dollar spent, 100K entries in the sweepstakes. Also, flash offer today. These sales are totally insane. We're giving you $10 free just to check out. Automatically $10 comes off on anything at thealexjonesstore.com. It could be bovine colostrum, could be Shilajit, could be methylene blue, methylene red, could be anything. Your t-shirt. 10% off right off the top. And that offer ends, that runs till Monday. So that flash sale runs for 3 days. And then we have the five new modern but updated World War II trench daggers with the skull crushers all murdered out, brass knuckles, 10-inch, double-edged, razor-sharp, stainless steel. And they made five designs. I only designed one with the Christ is King on one side and the Jerusalem cross on the other. I thought that was not, I said yesterday, I said, I don't think this is the best design. This is my design. These others are so amazing. No, well, turns out that most of the sales were that, and it's going to sell out today. So my design's most popular. See, just people ask what my marketing plan is. Whatever I think's cool, it's just weird. I didn't even say this is the cool one. Get it. The audience is just like me. Oh, we want that. It's like, that's what I like is what I promote. And you seem to like it too. So that's just how it works. So we just launched five new trench war daggers. I thought they would probably sell out in a few days. They are. They'll be sold out by Monday. You are the InfoWar, Molon Labe, Liberty or Death, Don't Tread on Me, and Christ is King with the Jerusalem cross. But I think that'll be gone. But these are limited edition. When they told me they had 1,000 of each knife, they have like 700 of each knife. So they will only produce 300 more of each because it is limited edition. So it'll be sold out by Monday. Another 300 will come in of each, and then that's it. And then we'll have new designs. But these are all limited edition as well, laser etched. So you talk about bad. I personally like the Spartan one with the Spartan phalanx and the Molon Labe. Personally, I think that's the coolest art there. But again, my design, Jesus is King, is the best seller. I just said, hey, Ab, Jesus is, I actually said, no, yeah, no, Jesus is King, and then the Jerusalem cross, and it's just, boom. So, get that. Also, we have other sales going on. April 30th is your last chance to get original InfoWars t-shirts, products with the original logo, all that. That's a limited edition there. By a miracle, we might beat him and take it back, you know, in the near future, but this is probably your last chance. And it's all a fundraiser, so thank you so much for your support. But I'm telling you, what you really want to get is the methylene blue and the Irish sea moss and the Shilajit and all that. I mean, it'll just change your life. The iodine's incredible. I mean, folks, we only sell stuff that works. Why would I sell something that doesn't work? Well, the left always, he sells boner pills. What are you even talking about? I mean, yes, technically, if you take our ultimate life force, it's very similar to our nitric boost, but it has even more stuff in it. It's a spike protein detoxer. And yes, for men, it has the effect of some interesting things, you know, when you wake up in the morning. But that's not the main function. It's for your cardiovascular system. But obviously, if the Johnson's doing good, that shows you the rest of you's doing good. So, and by the way, this isn't even a bestseller, even though Nitric Boost is, because people are like, oh, I'll just get Nitric Boost. This is even better, folks. I'm not putting Nitric Boost down. The point is that everybody should take at least two rounds of this a year just for spike protein detox. But what it does for your cardiovascular system is insane. And this is not a bestseller. I'm just up here saying, this is what you want. Heard callers call in about it, though. And I'm like, wow, whoa, ooh. Now, Nitric Boost of the ingredients it has more than this does. This has a bunch of other reasons. So it's kind of apples and oranges. So people are like, I like Nitric Boost or I like this. The point is, this is good for you. And so is Nitric Boost, but this is really good for you. I'll get more into that later. But let's get into something really dangerous here. Now, remember, everything you see like I'm about to cover is 30, 40 years old. This stuff is already out there. The future's already been here. We're really like in the year 2060 technology-wise, okay? And that's what the futurists and experts will tell you. AI is way more advanced. Every stuff you hear about, you know, what they tell you the most advanced weapons are 50 years old, okay? So the big push in their literature and MIT and what they've been admitting 30 years ago was that they had on military facilities all over the U.S. animal-human chimeras, but they didn't have rights because even if they put 1% cow or 1% pig, which splices well with humans, or 1% rat. Just like we don't, they test on rats, they test on pigs, because for whatever reason they're closer to us in any effects. But also, you know, we don't reject as bad things that are closer than us in the genetics. So they've had these chimeras, admittedly, 30 years ago when I was first on air a few years. It was like, people were sending me, here's MIT Quarterly. Here, they're admitting this. And people were like, listeners would be tuning in going, you're nuts. Because back then you couldn't just say, here, I posted it on the internet, go look at it for yourself. I'd have to have like the actual MIT thing. And as I covered more and more of it, people were freaking out about it when they found out it was real. I told the story. I was at Conan's Pizza one night, because I remember the night, because my first wife, water broke a few hours later. I was working late, finishing a film, went down like 10 o'clock to get a pizza down the street. This guy goes, pushed me in the back, and he goes, I went to UT, got a biology degree. He was drunk. He goes, he had a beer in his hand. He goes, I used to listen to you, but there's not human-animal hybrids. That doesn't exist. And I said, when were you in UT? He was an older guy. He goes, like 1975 or something. I go, yeah, dude, stuff's moved on. He goes, you're a liar. And I said, how about you get out of my face? You touch me one more time, I'll break your neck. I mean, that's what I told him. I said, a little bit angry, been working real hard, probably had too much caffeine. And I said, touch me again, I'm going to break your neck. He was like, oh, but the point was, it's like people just can't get this through their gourds, okay? And they just keep it right under the surface, but admit they're doing it. So I started seeing about 10 years ago articles all the time by leftist publications going, oh, well, if two gay men want to pay a woman to have a surrogate, it's not their genetics and they love each other so much. Let them have a baby. And there are techniques. It's not a baby when you take two men's genetics and splice them. And I'm not a biologist or genetic engineer, but I've studied it and I've talked to genetic engineers. Let me explain something. There is a certain way a sperm and an egg combine in mammals, okay? And then what comes out of that and the way that all splices is unbelievably complex and beautiful. Women carry a whole nother mitochondria DNA that goes all the way back to the beginning of wherever we came from, God. And that is absolutely essential in everything else that goes on in the body. And they don't even know how it works. But they have created all sorts of chimeras, mixed species. They've also, with pigs and things, two male pigs splice their genetics, creates all sorts of deformities, freakish behavior. The ones that live are usually either retarded or psychotic. So, I mean, this is real mad scientist stuff. But like, oh, the Netherlands is set to pass a law changing the definition. I mean, here's your takeaway. The Netherlands is passing a law, it's close to passing, to change the definition of what an embryo is. It's not a man and a woman, sperm and egg coming together and having that literal flash of electricity under electron microscopes when the sperm goes through, magic happens, flashes, energy pulse. And now they say in the bill I've got right here that it's anything we want, including someone making a clone of themselves or changing their genetics and creating a humanoid version of themselves. So really it's having something you own that doesn't have rights, that I guess does stuff for you, it's got a chip in its brain to control it or whatever. And then whenever you need blood or whether you need kidneys or an organ, you got it. This is The Island, the movie The Island, in your face. The guy that made that's a big Epstein guy. Notice Epstein's obsessed with all this. And what's Epstein in the emails talking about 15 years ago, normalizing all this? And how the transgender movement's good to get you used to this so you'll accept chimeras, replicants, clones. This is just like, oh, let's just slip in. Oh, yeah, it's for the LGBT. Oh, we made a creature. It's liberal. Don't be mean to the gay people. Netherlands considers radical legislation allowing embryos from two men or two women. LifeSite News on Infowars.com. Dutch Parliament is considering changing the legal definition of an embryo to include a human being created from the genetic material of two men, two women, or even one person. I'm calling on the international community to do something about this extreme disease that's in charge of the Netherlands. Author and commentator Johannes Konerdot implored in a video message last week. Let's get them on. Producer Scott Daria, get them on. He shared that Parliament had just discussed, and it's moving forward, new legislation that would allow embryos to be created from the genetic material of two men or even from one self-fertilized egg of one person. The law would serve as an amendment to the Dutch Embryo Act, which currently prohibits the creation of embryos just for the use in experiments. Only excess embryos from vitro fertilization may currently be used in research. The bill opens the door to recognizing lab-created embryos while stipulating that the existing development limit on the embryos used for research would still apply. Embryos may not be developed outside the body in the country for more than 14 days. But now they're going to legalize it and bring it to term. Dutch parliamentarian Gideon van Midgen, sorry, I'm butchering your Dutch, decried this during a recent session of the bill's proposed changes to the legal definition of an embryo is disgusting. Changing this is disgusting. In the new definition, alongside the classic embryo that was formed by the fusion of an egg cell produced by the female body and the sperm produced by a male body, in other words, the embryo that was we once were all, in addition, a number of other entities are also explicitly brought under the definition, he said. That includes experimental embryos created by nuclear transplantation, which was used to clone the sheep Dolly, and embryos created body cells such as skin cells that are reprogrammed into sperm and egg cells in a petri dish. What could go wrong? See, no mitochondrial DNA. He pointed out that the technique also for the creation of an embryo from two people of the same sex or one person or even a human-animal hybrid. Chairman, if this doesn't evoke disgust, what does? While such embryos are not yet considered clinically viable in human beings, oh, they've done it. Mice embryos have been created from two fathers using highly engineered genetic manipulation. The new Dutch legislation would nevertheless hypothetically allow for the creation of such human embryos. What did the congressman say they briefed from the military about? That's what they're doing. Folks, they had 40 years ago spiders that are goats that are part spider that produce Spider-Man body armor in the mill that our special ops wear. The bullets just bounce off. It's lightweight. Got those things running around. They look like a normal goat, but it's got the spider cells in the udders, in the breast that produce it. Unbelievable. And they go, oh, it's just for research. No, they're saying so they can have the babies. And you have the LGBT groups going, oh, we need this. We need to, these two men love each other. We need to be able to make a baby. It's not a baby, buddy. It's a creature. And they'll when they start doing this, or they're doing it, but bringing it out publicly, be like, give them rights, don't be mean. They'll pass rights for the replicants and the rights for the chimeras, and then they're going to have, AI is going to have its rights, they're already saying that. See, you're having your rights taken away while these lab-created things will have rights, but they'll be creatures with genetic and electronic back doors in them. Factory farm, just like factory farm food. Oh, you don't get beef anymore, you get bug protein. You don't get mother's milk anymore, you get poison formula. And you wonder why we're all falling apart in lifetime. Now, let me go to this report. This has been out for years since it started. That the COVID shots are really a sterilant agent, also causes cancer, turns off your immune system, that target the testicles and the ovaries and migrate there and then order the testicles to mass-produce spike protein, which is what the shot does. This is what is going on. A young man died, and they looked at his testicles and found it was solid spike protein. Here it is.
Actually, we could confirm that the spike protein is produced in the deltoid muscles where the vaccine is administered, injected. But we could show it in almost all organs, more or less explicitly. And here you see a case where we show the testis, and you can see that in this 28-year-old man who had a healthy son and who died 140 days after injection, the spike protein is strongly expressed in the spermatozoa transgenic organ in the testis, and you can see there are almost no spermatocytes in here, but it's strongly expression of spike protein in the spermatogonic tissue. So also in elder person, this is an old man, and you can see here's also a strong expression in the spermatogonia. There's not one single spermatozoon in this, and a strong expression of the spike protein. So if I may make a personal comment, this is not a scientific comment. If I were a woman in fertile age, I would not plan a motherhood from a man who has been vaccinated, unless... I think these pictures are very disturbing, very disturbing.
They take your body over and start self-assembling nanotech. And what came out in Congress this week in hearings? We've got the clips. I haven't gotten to them yet. They've been piling up all week. That the CDC knew it's causing heart attacks, infertility, cancer, covered it up, mass death in children, in their own documents that the Trump admin has now brought out to Kennedy's credit. So that another great thing Trump did. That's night and day compared to the Democrats who run the white supremacy groups. We got the cancer rates exploding, as we told you years ago, but now all confirmed by the government's own internal documents. Overhead shot, please. This is all so bombshell. So I'm going to tell you again. There are a whole bunch of natural compounds that are known to knock out spike protein, good for your heart, purify your body. And that's what Ultimate Life Force does. You want to get it at thealexjonesstore.com. Also, our zeolite is very high quality. It is known as a powerful chelator that goes right up your spike protein as well. But it's also good for you. Everybody should be doing regimens of this on a routine basis. So many people, when they first get on zeolites, have amazing dreams, you name it. That's what it does to your brain. Of a really high-quality private label of a top brand of zeolite. Get it all at thealexjonesstore.com. Sign up as a subscriber. Lock in 50% off. Cancel anytime. So all you get is better deals by being a subscriber, but no commitment because you can cancel anytime with one click. Thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, share the live feeds right now on Rumble, The Alex Jones Show, on X at Real Alex Jones. That's so essential. And tell folks about those local stations you're listening to, and please support them and their sponsors. Now, next hour, we're going to look at the latest developments in the Iran war, what's happening in the economy, the Democrats, what they're up to, and more whites being targeted for murder. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors, and that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. You've taken the InfoWar this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over body thing, thealexjonesstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.